Welcome to NewsHour Connect. I'm Hari Srinivasan. A heat wave has been working its way across the country this summer, and besides the at least 22 deaths attributed to scorching temperatures so far, it will also have longer-term impacts when it comes to food. For a little perspective on how it is affecting agriculture across the heartland, we're joined by two reporters from Harvest Media, one of seven local journalism centers funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We're joined by Eric Durbin, a reporter for Kansas Public Radio, and Frank Morris, the managing editor of the project. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Ari.
So, Frank, when you look out across the landscape here, bigger picture-wise, just in the past few weeks, we've seen those enormous kind of patches of red temperatures when the weathercasters show us. How does that translate for farmers?
Well, the farmers down in the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma, western Kansas, they're really getting hit hard, especially in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got perhaps what's on record to be the worst drought on record in Texas. So the wheat crop came in very, very poorly. There really isn't a corn crop unless it's irrigated, and even there, it's spotty. And the hay crop, which is it doesn't sound very sexy, but the hay crop is really important. It was already going to be a tiny hay crop because of the acres planted. That's getting decimated as well. That's putting a lot of pressure on the cattle industry. And so the farmers in Oklahoma and in western Kansas and Texas are really getting hammered by the heat and the drought.
And Eric, what about in Kansas in specific? I've seen reports from the Associated Press on even livestock that's really suffered under the heat.
Yeah, the livestock is definitely a big issue. And there has been reports. I've seen some numbers around 2,000 cattle deaths. And that, I mean, overall, in the big picture, that's a very small percentage because there's a couple million at any one time of cattle in Kansas. But the bigger issue that I've been hearing from most producers is a lack of pastures, bad pastures. The drought combined with these extreme temperatures is just really limiting the food that there is for these cattle. So they're either having to sell them off much earlier, and auction houses out in western Kansas are seeing their a lot more cattle sold much earlier than usual in the summer. And that's just because producers need to get the animals off their hands because they don't have enough pasture to feed all the animals properly. And it's just the costs are just getting too much.
And Frank, spell out that chain for us. This isn't just about corn on the cob being more expensive, but how does it translate through animal feed, through higher meat prices?
Corn is something, it's a raw material that is used in all kinds of food, processed foods, the oil, the sugars. So corn, and as an animal feed. So corn is kind of a central food. You will see food prices increase probably as a result of the drought here. And right now what you're seeing is ranchers, not only because feed is so expensive, hay has cost twice as much as it did last year. You're having to bring it in from a long ways away. Corn is also very expensive down in Texas and western Kansas and Oklahoma. And water is short. Water is very scarce. So they're having to truck in water to these cows that need to drink 25 gallons a day to stay hydrated in the heat. It's a losing battle. You lose money doing that. So they're culling the herds right now.
In that kind of bigger picture, most of the country has suffered some sort of intense weather event over not just this last heat wave, but even previous. Some of the farmlands have been experiencing incredible drought. Some of them have been flooded. What are the kind of repercussions that happen when this, really the heat wave seems to be the last in a long series?
It's hot in a lot of parts of Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma, mostly every summer, but we're seeing more extreme heat, but it's also on the tails of this drought like we were also talking about. So that's really the issue, is you're seeing these high temps right on top of the drought where there's already no water out there to begin with. The cattle are suffering, corn is suffering, farmers out in western Kansas are actually having abandoned parts of their corn crop because their irrigation systems can't move around the fields quick enough to keep water in the ground. It's evaporating too quickly, and so they're having to abandon crops and water what they can just to make do.
The prognosis is lousy. we're looking at the same kind of weather, an El Niño forming out in the ocean again, that's associated with the drought that we had this year. Another one of those is forming, sort of foreshadowing a further drought next year. If there's not any moisture in the ground, they might not even plant a wheat crop in some of these really high wheat producing areas, Texas, Oklahoma, and western Kansas, because you have to have moisture in the ground to get the wheat crop up. So the prognosis for next year in the southern plains is for more drought, and that's going to put a lot of strain on some of your grains.
All right. Eric Durbin and Frank Morris from the Harvest Media Local Journalism Center, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ari.
This is NewsHour Connect. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.